Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Talk That Ish with your boy, Rail. I hope y'all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope those who are traveling home or, you know, to wherever from to, wherever your destination, I hope you make it safe. I definitely had a ball this Thanksgiving. I think this Thanksgiving was the best Thanksgiving I've ever had in quite some time. I shared it with, my new family. Well, old but new, but very new, new family, and a girl, and I had all of my kids. And anybody that knows me, that's what I want the most in life, is for the four of my kids to be under one roof at points of time in life. But anyway, welcome y'all to Talk That Ish, where this episode is about ladies and makeup. I had a friend that suggested she wanted to hear my point of view on what I think about, well, she said guys, but I feel like it's more so me than, what men would think. But she wanted to know what I think about women who wear makeup and weave, all that other grit shit. Personally, me, Terrell Maurice Redmond, thinks that the shit is ugly. I don't like it. I hate it. I'm against it. I don't like makeup. I don't like weave. I don't like wigs. I don't like, lipstick. I don't like none of that. I feel like a woman's natural self is the most natural beauty to me. That's what I like. I like the natural look. You know what I'm saying? How you fucking go to sleep and how you wake up is what I love. I don't like all that extra shit. But, something I could tolerate lashes. I've grown to tolerate, my girl wears lashes. That's the side. But, like, all that extra shit, I don't like it. I feel like, and this, again, this is what I think. It's not, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the truth or nothing like that, or I'm just saying that it's what I think. And I think that women who are unhappy, not women, some women who are unhappy use makeup as a way to make themselves look pretty. It gives them, make them more conscious of themselves, make them feel better. Some women feel like they're ugly and don't look right and this, that, and third. Makeup is a outlet to make them look pretty. I don't agree with that, but I understand people do certain things to make themselves feel good. But I feel like by doing that, you're only hiding, you're temporarily hiding how you really look, how you really, not how you feel, but how you look. You can go to a club, meet a guy, and you feel like you're at your 100% best because you look this certain way because of this makeup that you put on. But he's not meeting the real natural you. He's meeting the second you, the fucking makeup you. You know what I'm saying? Because the end of the night, when you go home, and you get ready to go to bed, you washing all that shit off your face, and now you're back to your regular self. So I feel like, makeup is just a front of what you really, what you look like. People say, the point of makeup is to enhance your facial features, but no. To me, makeup makes a woman look ugly. Like Tyra Banks, I'm going to use Tyra Banks for example. When she put on makeup, she ugly as fuck to me. But you take all that shit away, give her a natural look, yo, she fucking gorgeous to me. I don't like makeup. I never did like it. Like, how the hell are you dark as hell, but your cheeks red as fuck? Like, what look are you going for? You trying to blush? Blush for who? Nobody want to see that shit. I don't want to take my thumb, wipe your cheek, and all that shit is on my damn thumb. I don't want to kiss your cheek, and I'm wiping makeup off my damn lips and shit. I don't want to give you a hug, because I'm 6 foot tall, and, like, your makeup on my goddamn shirt. I don't like makeup. I hate it. I understand why women wear it, but it's just not my preference. If somebody, any woman ever asks me how they look with makeup, it's like, And that's all you're gonna get out of me. You're never gonna say, oh, you're so beautiful, because I strongly just don't like makeup. I think maybe weddings is acceptable, you know, and I guess maybe funerals, you know, some women, you know, like to do all that shit, you know, get all dressed up for funerals as well, which is weird. But, you know, graduation, weddings, funerals, I guess that's acceptable. But again, that's not what I like. That's not what I prefer. But, yeah, makeup to me is just, it's like a metaphor to me of how you feel. A woman wants to feel secure and confident, they put on makeup and shit, you know. That's cool, that's fine, but some women really need to love themselves. I feel like women don't love themselves enough, so they run to shit like that. And then if you expect, like, how can you expect a man to love you when you don't love yourself? How can you expect a man to make you happy if you're not happy with yourself? No man on this earth can make a woman happy if she's not happy with herself, and vice versa. If you're not happy with yourself, if you don't have that self-love, that self-confidence, can't no other person make you do it. Because I could tell you to your face, you're beautiful, you're strong, you're intelligent, and all this, that, and the third, to make you feel some type of way. You can feel that way temporarily, but if you as a person don't feel that for yourself, it's a lost cause, you know what I'm saying? You can't nobody else make you happy but you. You know, you came to this world by yourself. So by yourself, you know, you know, people are in people's lives temporarily. Yes, there's relationships and marriages that last 50, 60 years. But when that person dies, or like you get a divorce, or, you know, shit, it comes to an end at some point. So you can be happy those 60 years with that other person. But for those first maybe 5, 10, 15 years of your existence, you have to make yourself happy in order for you to make the other person happy, for them to make you happy, for y'all to be happy and grow together. You know, that's how I look at it. I just feel like makeup is just a temporary fix of how a person feel. Whether you're a woman that wears makeup or a man that wears makeup, it's the same thing. I don't judge men on how they look, but fellas, if you're you know, into that lifestyle, just go with your natural self. You ain't gotta, you know, wear makeup to, you know, impress people. Just go with your natural self. With ladies, you too. It's just not my preference. But I know a lot of women who do like wearing makeup, love it. You know, they got makeup lines, and, you know, it's cool, it's great. I applaud y'all, you know, that's cool. Just me personally, I'm just not off, you know, with it. But I do have friends that wants to be in that business and, you know, got that shit going. Like, I would promote the hell out of y'all until my face turned blue. Like, I support that 100%. But, like, for my girl to be wearing all that shit, I'm just not with it, you know. Because it's like, to be honest, a man not really go give a fuck how you look, you know what I'm saying, if you want to get in that ass, or if you want to get some of that good, you don't give a fuck. It's like wearing lingerie. Yeah, it looks nice, but we interested in what's underneath. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at makeup. Yeah, that shit look nice, but what's underneath that shit? What am I finna wake up to? You know what I'm saying? We don't care what y'all really, you know, got going on outside of what we trying to get inside. You know what I'm saying? We don't give a damn. Like, you ain't impressing us. You impressing the rest of the world. We don't give two shits, to be perfectly honest. You know, like, again, that's like wearing a slutty nurse outfit. Yeah, that's cool. I'm digging it, you know. You that's arousing, you know what I'm saying? You sparking something, you know what I'm saying? But let me go ahead and take some of that shit up off you. You know, I'm trying to get what's underneath. Blow that back out and shit. Nobody really give a damn what's going on the outside. But I didn't want to harp too much on this issue. I just wanted to give y'all what I think of women who wear makeup. Again, it's cool, you know. If that's what you into, that's what you into. It's just not my preference. My take on it is, women, you can do without it. You're beautiful at your natural state. God made everybody who they are in His vision, His eyes. If He accepted you for that, you should accept yourself for that as well. But that's it for my episode, y'all. It's been good. You know, I hope, again, y'all share my podcast, you know, Talk That Ish. You can find it on Spotify. You can find it here on Anchor. Anchor is a good way, the easiest way to start your podcast. Always, you can inbox me, text me, anything about this episode, previous episodes, ideas you want me to, topics you want me to speak on, anything. Like I got a passion for this. My passion now, I should have took it up a long time ago when somebody mentioned to me I want to get into the radio field. Too many people keep telling me I have a perfect radio voice. Y'all know, especially through Facebook, I have a message. I like to hit on topics that people ain't talking about. I feel like I could reach my generation of people and younger. I feel like we listen to us. We may not listen to older people or people twice as young. We listen to each other. I feel like we are the ones that can make a difference in this community, in this world. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I want to do. This is why I'm getting into podcasting and everything. I know right now is, you know, starting off as, you know, whatever, but y'all go hear more of me real soon, man. Like this is something I'm passionate about. And those who know me, when I'm passionate about something, I'm doing it. You know, I ain't about to let nothing stop me. So with that being said, if y'all passionate about doing anything in y'all life, do it, man. Like, don't be success is nothing without failure. Don't be afraid to fail, because you can always pick yourself up and do it over and do it 10 times as better as you did it the last time. So practice makes perfect, you know what I'm saying? If you're a new barber, practice makes perfect. If you're a new nail tech, practice makes perfect. You know, get up off your ass and do something. You know, if you got an idea to want to do something, a niche to do something, a passion to want to do something that makes you happy, do it. So that's it for my episode. I love y'all. Have a safe, good Sunday night. And that's it for your boy Rail. So like always, I'll holla.